The word today is rebuke. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. An individual who honestly loves a friend or family member will rebuke them when they are doing something immoral. Simply letting the person continue in sin without challenging them is not loving. The love of money is a sin, and it needs to be rebuked. It takes courage to rebuke someone, knowing that they may turn and attack you. Here with some encouragement on this practice is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. On The Word Today, rebuke.
Sometimes people need to hear a rebuke. Their actions are such that they're going to bring harm on themselves and or harm on others if they don't repent. The last letter that Jesus sent to the seven churches in Asia Minor, written down by the Apostle John in Revelations, in the third chapter, the last letter is sent to Laodicea. Here's what Jesus had to say to the members of the church in Laodicea. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The first thing we need to realize here is that Jesus loves Christians of all different types and situations. The church in Laodicea had become very self-confident, very immersed in wealth and material things. They were not really serving Jesus well at all. And instead of condemning them, he rebukes them, just like a loving parent does not want to see their child stray and be destroyed. They will rebuke the child. So also Jesus in love rebukes this congregation. Something we need to realize is that wealth is not always a blessing. There is no doubt that if a person is impoverished, if they are struggling even to make their daily bread just to survive. And we are well aware that many of the listeners to The Word Today are in very difficult circumstances. And that's why on The Word Today, we always discuss that Christians should be giving to the poor, to the needy, to the person who needs food and clothing and shelter. That is part of the Christian faith. And some Christians pretend as though that's optional. It is not. It's part of the Christian work, just as the first followers of Jesus prayed and fasted and gave alms to the poor, help, assistance to the poor. For the Christian, that is not optional. And so the circumstances can be very difficult, while others have an abundance, too much materially, too much that it starts to cause them to get overly confident, starts to get them insulated from the real struggles and pains of life. You don't have to look far to see how foolish people become when they have too much wealth, the arrogance, the foolishness that they're engaged in. It's an actual acid on the spirit. It's like a caustic effect on the soul. The individual's faith gets destroyed. Their self-confidence balloons. It's a ugly, ugly thing. And in fact, that's how Jesus described these people in Laodicea. Laodicea was the most well-off, the most financially rich of the seven congregations. And yet Jesus describes them as being pitiful. In fact, he describes them as being blind, wretched, naked, poor. Obviously, the spiritual condition of an individual is not shown by the physical condition of the person. You might recall that we as Christians are not supposed to judge others on external basis only. That can be a temptation for us. And yet, we are not to just simply judge someone as acceptable or rejected by mere appearance. On the other side, a person who looks very nice and wealthy and a person who looks very polished socially might be a spiritual mess, might have horrible unrepented sins, might be full of wickedness and perniciousness. This person might be really a sick case. And so we have to start to judge things from the spiritual aspect instead of the physical aspect. Notice that Jesus is called here in this letter the Amen. He is the final word. The word Amen meant it is most certainly true. Sometimes when Jesus was preaching and discussing with the people, he would say, Amen, Amen, which meant this is absolutely true. You can bank on it. You can trust this absolutely. And we do find that to be the case, don't we? When you come to look at the words of Jesus, they are so profoundly different and superior to other world religions. Other supposed spiritual leaders have their comments, and then you look at Jesus, and he's in a different category altogether. That's because Christ is the incarnated Word of God. He is the Word of God in human form. He is the one who has the words of eternal life. You go to somebody else, you don't get that. You only get that from Jesus. And so Jesus is telling these people to get with it. In verse 16, Jesus describes them as lukewarm. Now, this is an important analogy. You people that are sitting there with your nice, cushy wealth and your indifference toward building the kingdom of God, you rich ones who are giving only like 2% of your wealth and you're saving it and hoarding it for yourself, you better listen to this. Because Jesus describes you as lukewarm. Now he says, I wish you were either cold or hot. Laodicea had thermal springs where hot water could be used in order to therapeutically bless a person with healing. Cold water obviously is much desired for its refreshing characteristics. But what about lukewarm water? Lukewarm water is yuck. Jesus said, you know, spit it out of your mouth. Now, the lukewarm person has very little intensity. The cold and hot analogy is not to be taken as, oh, hot is good and cold is bad. No, hot or cold water both are very useful because they're intense, because they are strong in their effect. It's the lukewarm water. It's the one that doesn't have either intensity. That's the problem. when a person gets so self-confident, so full of their wealth and convenience and cushiness, and doesn't have a heart for the kingdom of God and for those that need the gospel, Jesus is like, I'll spit you out of my mouth. That's how offensive this is to God. And you need to repent of that attitude. If you think you're going to just waltz into heaven and walk into eternal life because you're rich and you're a pretty decent person, you're fooling yourself. You need to repent of that arrogance. And you need to start using the material things that God has given you in order to build the kingdom of Christ and to get the word of God out to those that have never heard. You need to serve Jesus instead of serving mammon. I hope I'm making myself clear. Jesus had strong words of condemnation for those that love money more than they love God. And I hope you'll repent of that attitude. For you who are poor, don't give up. Don't think all of the favor and all of the blessings of God has passed you by, because as you continue to read and learn from the book of Revelation, those that are redeemed in Jesus Christ are going to live in splendor and glory. Oh, we can't even hardly imagine how fantastic this is going to be. You won't have wasted your life living for money. You'll live it for Jesus Christ, and you'll receive eternal welcome into heavenly mansions. The world gets this so backwards. It chases the movie stars and the financial moguls and all of these people that supposedly have it right, and they're backwards. They have it wrong. Don't fall into that trap. You got to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Don't live for money and wealth. Learn from the mistake of the people in Laodicea. Jesus rebuked them. He reprimanded them because they had it all backwards. Don't spend your life trying to build some little kingdom for yourself here. Spend it building the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Use whatever he's given you to serve Jesus. You will find peace and contentment and joy. And by all means, don't be lukewarm. Be intense. Be zealous for God. Show your faith in a dynamic fashion.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.